broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A member of President Trump's National Security Council, Alexander Vindman, is today's witness in the impeachment inquiry.
Vindman is an Army officer who, in prepared testimony, says he was concerned by the July 25th phone call between President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Vindman was assigned to listen to that call and says he raised concerns to the National Security Council attorney. In a tweet, President Trump characterized Lieutenant Colonel Vindman as a never-Trumper witness.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. The ninth school day of a teacher strike in Chicago.
The teachers' union says the latest offer, worth $500 million, isn't enough to include full support staff and class size reduction demands, though talks continue as more than 300,000 school kids have been shut out of learning since October 17th.
Fox's Jeff Manasso in Chicago. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as a strong front approaches the area tonight. We have a warm day with a high 75 to 80 today. The risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Some of them could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts. And you can definitely stay on top of that action with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Tonight's low 60. Tomorrow, maybe some morning clouds. Afternoon sunshine. 73 the high. Chilly. Jacket weather returns Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and maybe some more rain, perhaps, by as early as Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a shooting early Monday morning in Selma. Police say someone drove up to a home in the 1500 block of St. Philip Street and started shooting. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. New surveillance video shows the last time missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard was seen. Auburn police say Anaya was seen in a convenience store on South College Street on October 23rd. She was reported missing the next day. If you have any information, call Auburn police. And State Representative Chris England is running for chair of the Alabama Democratic Party. He made this announcement Sunday night on Twitter. The Tuscaloosa lawmaker has been pushing for changes in how the Democratic Party operates in Alabama. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Lemu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Lemu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Lemu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from the Home Depot, starting at just $319 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring, starting at just $319 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A statewide emergency is in effect across several areas of California, leaving hundreds of thousands of people displaced. Dangerous winds have fanned flames near wine country for days.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls a floor vote for Thursday to lay out impeachment inquiry rules. This after resisting a vote.
Nobody comes to Congress to impeach a president.
Dave Chappelle has been awarded the Mark Twain Prize for Comedy, considered the top honor in comedy.
A family celebration goes horribly wrong when explosives are used for a gender reveal. One person died.
Two women have been banned from all Major League Baseball games indefinitely after they flashed Astros pitcher Garrett Cole during Game 5.
Ronnie Foster of Pink Hill, North Carolina had a real good day. He was on his way to his final chemotherapy cancer treatment when he stopped by a mini-mart and won $200,000 in the lottery.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome. Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
I'm giving Dan the treatment that pitcher got in the World Series Game 5.
Man. Yeah. So they flashed?
The pitcher, yeah, in mid, like, pitch, and they got banned from the ballpark. And when asked about why they did this, it was for breast cancer awareness.
A very worthy cause.
Wow.
In looking at them. Let's get a couple of reports here. Stock market is up 19 points, and the temperature outside, as Daniel would say, is 70 degrees. A little bit rainy out there. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself.
Ah, yes.
The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Sorry, I was a little distracted there.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, well.
I need to get one of those pink ribbons. Support the cause.
For that. Boy, yeah. We got a lot going on today. Did you get three emails?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Got a lot going on here today. It's we've got a guy that the Dems are absolutely banking on to be the home run guy today. He is an NSC person from Ukraine who came here as a young child, been lieutenant colonel for, I believe, 25 years, and he's going to be testifying today. Now, what they're doing is they're taking the opening statement, they're releasing the opening statement, and the opening statement, when you read it, kind of says one thing, or you kind of get out of it one thing, and then it looks like the testimony that actually happens doesn't match the opening statement, i.e. Congressman Ambassador Taylor, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And reading three opening statements, they were so similar that I believe that Schiff's staff members on the Intel Committee are writing them for them. Or they have got a writer that's writing it, but I believe it's Intel Committee staff people. Because in this guy's opening statement, he didn't say he was a witness, an ear witness on here. He just kind of, he was greatly disturbed by the conversation. And so that implies that he was online. I don't think he was on the line.
Hmm.
And I think we're going to find this guy in the, we're back to the Intel type people are doing all of this kind of stuff. And particularly when we found out from Tracy Beans, about the background of Taylor and his kind of what he was involved in, George Soros and Intel stuff, that was kind of disturbing. So let's start out with Catherine Herridge here and talking about the official that will testify today.
Colonel Vindman matters because he sat on the National Security Council. He's a military officer, and he had concerns about the president's July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian leader, either because he listened to it or he received information about that phone call secondhand. In his prepared remarks, he states, "I did not think it was proper to demand a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen, and I was worried about the implications for the U.S. government's support of Ukraine. I realized that if Ukraine pursued an investigation into Burisma and the Bidens, it would likely be interpreted as a partisan play, which would undoubtedly result in Ukraine losing the bipartisan support it had thus far maintained." The other reason Colonel Vindman matters is because of his contact with the administration's point man for the European Union, Gordon Sondland. Gordon Sondland, you'll recall, was working with the president's personal attorney to push through these investigations into allegations of corruption involving the Bidens, but also that Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election. On Sondland, he writes, "I stated to Ambassador Sondland that his statements were inappropriate, that the request to investigate Biden and his son had nothing to do with national national security, and that such investigations were not something the NSC, the National Security Council, was going to get involved with or to push. What you do not see in Vindman's opening statement, though, is extremely significant, because since October 11th, Fox News has been reaching out to Colonel Vindman to confirm whether he was in fact a source for the whistleblower, or if he relayed information about the president's phone call outside the National Security Council. That matters because presidential phone calls are highly classified, and sharing this information outside the NSC on its face would be a potential violation of 18 U.S.C. 798, which is the statute for disclosing classified information.
Okay. So, A, was he actually on the call? Because you remember I said when they said there was nobody who actually heard the call that they've talked to, that I thought they were going to pull somebody out of their hat to do that. Question number one is this that person? Was he actually listening to the call? Number two, did he get the call from somebody, information from somebody else? And as you just said, if that information was passed on to him, and he denied it. Here's the rule on information that's classified, top secret. Does the person need to know? If you've got a clearance and I've got a clearance and I tell you something and there's no need for you to know that,
right,
then I am breaking the code and what you get when you get a TS-16 clearance level, which is the highest one you can get, top secret 16. So this person may have boxed it with that. Now they're going to go, that's a technicality. He had clearance, they had clearance, everybody's clearance there, everybody's got clearance. That's not the case. I had a friend who got in trouble because of that. We had some real, because they would say something to somebody else that was in the office, and they was not a need to know that. And because all the advanced staff has to have a high level of clearance because of what we do and the documents we handle. And he got in real trouble for that. I mean, matter of fact, got taken off the presidential advance staff and lost his White House clearance.
Well, I don't know how you feel about this, but this whole game of, as you laid out at the beginning of the show, here's an opening statement, but we don't actually know what the testimony said unless representatives who were in the meeting come out and do a little characterization or spin of it. And honestly, I'm tired of playing that game. And that's where I'm feeling right now, Dan, is I think people are getting a little worn out with the way this is being presented. Even folks who are in the camp of impeach the mofo, like Rashida Tlaib, I think are a little frustrated with this being behind closed doors. And maybe this is why Nancy Pelosi's moving for a vote later in the week.
Well, we're going to get to that on the vote on Thursday. So now let's go to Nancy Cordes talking about this, and she was doing a CBS report, an ear witness.
For the first time, House impeachment investigators are hearing testimony from someone who was actually on the call between President Trump and Ukraine's president. His name is Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. He's the White House's top national security expert on Ukraine. In just a few hours, it's scheduled to begin at 9:30. He will testify to lawmakers that he told his superiors twice that military aid was being improperly tied to politics.
This morning's interview comes 2 days before House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to hold the first formal vote on the impeachment inquiry. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, why is Vindman's testimony so significant?
Well, because he is the first current White House official to testify, and because he is saying in his opening statement that he found the president's actions improper, and that he even went to White House lawyers this summer to warn that Mr. Trump had asked his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate a campaign rival. Alexander Vindman is an Iraq war veteran who oversees Ukraine policy at the National Security Council. He'll tell congressional investigators today that he grew concerned after listening in on the president's July phone call. I did not think it was proper to demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen. The request to investigate Biden and his son had nothing to do with national security, he says, adding that he warned NSC's lead counsel that such a partisan play would undoubtedly result in Ukraine losing the bipartisan support it has thus far maintained. This would all undermine U.S. national security.
There was no anything. There was no pressure put on him, no anything.
You know, they keep going back to investigate Biden. What he did said investigate the firing of the special prosecutor by Biden's request. Then he kind of talks about Hunter, and he said, oh, it doesn't look good to me. It looks really wrong. They keep bringing up the Biden thing. That becomes a storyline. Again, that's why I think one person or a group of people are writing these opening statements, because they're all saying the same thing. And if you go take person A and they go to their corner and they go write a statement, person B goes to their corner, writes a statement, person C goes to their corner, those three things don't sound exactly the same. And they're all hitting the same points there. So I think something is big time wrong here. Also, what did this guy do during the Obama administration? I wonder. News Channel 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Right Tires, expert service, Tire City.
Sale ends October 31st.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Let's do part two of Nancy Cordes. You can talk about the Pelosi resolution.
the president continues to deny that he withheld military aid and a coveted meeting in an attempt to extract those promises. But the evidence to the contrary is piling up. House Democrats will introduce a resolution this week laying out procedures for public hearings and outlining due process rights for the president and his counsel.
The resolution will set forth procedures that the committee will use.
But Republicans who had pushed for such a vote slammed the decision.
I strongly oppose any attempt to legitimize the Soviet-style impeachment process.
And the White House says it may not cooperate, even if the resolution passes.
It just proves our point that this was illegitimate and ill-conceived from the beginning.
Nancy, House Speaker Pelosi sent a letter to her Democratic colleagues announcing this new resolution. What's behind that move?
Well, she says that this is just meant to lay out procedures for the next phase in this impeachment inquiry and that she's not bowing to GOP pressure to hold a vote. But at the same time, Anthony, here's how she describes the vote. She says, quote, it should eliminate any doubt as to whether the Trump administration may withhold documents, prevent witness testimony, or continue obstructing the House of Representatives. The White House demanded this vote, but now aides tell us they are not going to decide whether to cooperate until they get to see whether the president is granted all the due process rights that they've been demanding, including the right to call and cross-examine their own witnesses.
Okay, now this is a kind of a deeper subject here. So Nancy Pelosi is obviously feeling some kind of pressure that she wants to do a vote that they're going to have formal impeachment inquiry hearings and establish the rules of it. Now, what those rules are will be important.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she's doing it is important. But when I listen to Jim Jordan and I listen to Doug Collins, and they sound like they're an automatic no vote on this regardless. And I think that's a mistake. If they give them subpoena power and they give them the president the ability to have legal counsel there. Shame we can't bring Troy Gowdy into this.
I think she's feeling the pressure from Lindsey Graham and his resolution from the Senate side. The fact he's the head of the Judiciary Committee, and also the fact that Mitch McConnell co-sponsored that resolution,
mm-hmm.
saying the House process currently as it stands is unfair. I think that woke her up. And I don't think it's playing very well in the press right now.
Well, it's not playing very well in the public. The press,
right,
the
yeah.
press is hook, line, and sinker.
Right.
On this whole thing. Absolutely hook, line, and sinker. So with that, let's go into Jim Jordan, who's on Fox and Friends this morning, talking about the Thursday House vote.
Long anticipated, he's finally here. Congressman Jim Jordan, member of the House Judiciary Committee, ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. And maybe you can help me, Congressman. Things are changing so quickly with the closed-door sessions with the impeachment yeah. inquiry, where you guys can't ask any questions and the president can't get represented and we don't get transcripts. After Thursday's vote, what changes?
Well, I don't think anything, and to your list, Brian, it's also all done in secret in a bunker in the basement of the Capitol. So I don't think anything's going to change. And frankly, even if they tried to change something to give a little bit of due process, we're all still going to vote against this because this is such a sham, and it's been such a sham from the beginning. I don't think, and you can't undo what they've already done. I mean, we've had these 8 depositions now. They've been leaking selective parts of it, haven't been following any type of basic due process. So you can't undo what they've done. I think this is just one more kind of make it up as you go along example. And it's all been done in secret with these secret leaks. So it's a continuation of the sham. They're going to try to dress it up a little bit.
And that if they give them all the ingredients that Newt Gingrich did, then it's going to be hard for them to argue this. If she shorts them, then they have an argument, and they need to do, well, what about this? Let's go to the phone, so let's go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, Dan, doing good.
You enjoying the rain?
I'm not going to complain about the rain.
Yeah,
especially
really.
After those weeks of drought, you know.
Yeah. Well, my foundation needs it without a doubt.
Oh, my goodness. Ben, I find it kind of funny watching the Democrats go into contortions about this killing of Al Baghdadi. Al, who's your daddy? they don't really know what to make of it because they can't really criticize it. you know. But at the same time, they don't want to give Trump a win. So they're, you know, having to, I don't know, walk on a fence or something. They don't really know what to, how to approach it. They're having problems with that. Do you see that too?
Oh, absolutely. And Morning Joe did it today. They had this, the guy who is testifying today, they had him as a slam dunk. They're pulling up to the White House. They're about to arrest Donald Trump. And then how bad it was the way that Trump handled, and he was like, he was equivalent to Stalin being a murderer. It's incredible.
An outrage. Outrageous. I mean, they're just like little children pitching a temper tantrum. And I mean, it's an ongoing thing, too. It's that Trump derangement syndrome, you know? Which brings me to another point. You know, I like all the callers that call in.
But
Jason is one of them that called in to Joey's show earlier. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about a few things about the, I think, Jeff Sessions and some of the people that surrounded Trump, and how, you know, people were complaining.
Papa B,
we lose you.
All right, then.
Do you think Papa B muted himself?
It's possible he muted himself.
Let's do this. Let's go to a break and see if we can revive Papa B and be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A member of President Trump's National Security Council, Alexander Vindman, is today's witness in the impeachment inquiry.
Vindman is an Army officer who, in prepared testimony, says he was concerned by the July 25th phone call between President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Vindman was assigned to listen to that call and says he raised concerns to the National Security Council attorney. In a tweet, President Trump characterized Lieutenant Colonel Vindman as a never-Trumper witness.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. The ninth school day of a teacher strike in Chicago.
The teachers' union says the latest offer, worth $500 million, isn't enough to include full support staff and class size reduction demands, though talks continue, as more than 300,000 school kids have been shut out of learning since October 17th.
Fox's Jeff Manasso in Chicago. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as a strong front approaches the area tonight. We have a warm day with a high 75 to 80 today. The risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms developing by this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. Some of them could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts. And you can definitely stay on top of that action with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Tonight's low 60. Tomorrow, maybe some morning clouds. Afternoon sunshine, 73 the high. Chilly jacket weather returns Tuesday night and Wednesday night. And maybe some more rain, perhaps, by as early as Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228, that's where we are. Well, we found Papa B. Papa B was floating around over there. Papa B, you back?
I must have said some magic words or something because this phone just completely cut out on me.
Uh-oh.
What I was going to say is, that, I mean, I'd like to ask Jason or others what point of view that he has about Trump. Either look, how did you feel when the FBI spied on Dr. Martin Luther King? Were you mad about it? I mean, you know, our system of government, of course, he wasn't running for president. He was just a private citizen. So was Donald Trump at the time. And, you know, our system of government relies on, you know, the peaceful transfer of power. So we've had people in the government, in the United States government, actively seeking to destroy this presidency from before he got in office and then after he got in office. In spite of all of that, He's been able to make some major accomplishments and do a lot of good in the economy and, you know, our military and making trade deals, building the wall, they fought against him every step of the way on that. You know, just, I mean, I'm beginning to wonder what exactly is it that are just rubbed raw about with Donald Trump? What is it? Why are they so adverse?
Because it's too much of an agent of change. Everything they are for, everything Trump is for, they are against. And the wall, for example, I mean, they were not going to give him an inch in that wall. One, it would have shored him up politically. But number two, it's going to work, and it's working now. I mean, I found a great report in that came out of San Diego on the wall and why this wall that they're building is different than the wall that was there. And some of it was piecemeal. It was just like, you know, car barriers. And they actually have a wall, and it's two walls. It's a wall, and then you can drive in between the two walls, and the person gets stuck in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and see, here's the thing. We'll get off into the wall discussion there. I believe that they were trying to change the demographics, demographics in this country. That's, I think they did it in California. I think that was their, you know, their big thing. They're trying to change the demographics in order to win the election. With all due respect, you know, honestly, if you look at Donald Trump and what he's been able to accomplish, which has been very, very good, why wouldn't anybody be mad about people that didn't go ahead and understand that were on his team, he was being attacked unfairly? You know, people like Sessions, God bless him, he just didn't recognize that, you know, there were people in the Department of Justice that were, you know, not just adverse, but actively using their office to undermine the president. You don't get to do that in this country.
You don't,
but that's not what the United States is supposed to do.
And I agree with you, Papa B, but what they've got to do is they've got to prove that.
Well, I guess if you don't know it by now, then you just mean are not even looking, you know? How much more proof does anybody need?
Well, they're going to need evidence enough to shut the press up and get them talking about this the correct way.
Yeah.
Well, because what they'll tell you, hang on, Papa B, what they'll tell you is that's a conspiracy theory. And that means they don't know, and that means they have not seen proof adequate enough to do that. And honestly, I haven't seen proof adequately enough to prove that. So hopefully the Durham will do that. Hopefully the IG will do that.
Well, I don't understand that, Dan. Honestly, you know, Strzok, Page, Bruce Orr, Nelly Orr,
text messages don't prove that they did something wrong.
Okay, well, you know, I guess I can, you know, rely on that, but maybe you can't, I suppose. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, a more fulsome, you know, understanding, I guess, you know, is going to reveal it. But here's what I would say to you, Dan.
Please.
The people that don't want to, that are not understanding this, they don't want to know, or they are just willfully, you know, ignoring it by now.
And I agree with that. And what happens is, There's no curiosity among the press to find out about these things. There's a new guy. There's a guy named Lee Smith that's just done a book that came out today. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to get him on the show. He is outstanding.
I'm through the first chapter and a half.
You are?
Yeah, I've got it on Audible. I listened to the first chapter and a half this morning.
Is it good? Is it as good as it sounds?
Very good.
Oh wow! Would that be something good to take and cut up and put on the show?
Yeah, let me listen to it more, because
It
is a pretty involved story, but it's very good.
He does some very detailed stuff. We're going to have a little bit of him. I didn't get the Ingram Engel interview because I don't know what it is about Fox News people. They interrupt the people they're interviewing. They're saying something important, and they just step on them.
It's so frustrating.
It really is.
I would say one other thing. I don't want to belabor my time here because I know you got other callers, but this deal with Nancy Pelosi, from what I understand, Ben, she's not actually opening up actual articles of impeachment.
No, she's not.
She is merely trying to put stamp in the imprimatur of the House approval on what they're already doing. So they're just saying, we're just going to keep on doing what we're doing. They're not, I don't know that they're going to give the president adequate, you know, defense. I don't know that they're going to give them adequate daylight in terms of hearings. They want to just keep on, you know, shuffling selective information to their people in the press because it's winning, you know. But it's just as soon as some actual daylight appears, you know, you're going to see the polls. I think they're at the high point now in terms of their ability to manipulate people's opinions, you know, in the polls. So I think anything else, especially when it comes to actual cross-examination of some of these folks, will do some great damage to them and swing the polls back the other way.
Well, if her vote is that the shift committee, the intel committee, needs to continue doing what they're doing, and the vote, the House gives their approval to do that, then that's going to blow up on them. It'll take a little while to blow up on them, but what will happen is they're just basically a whole bunch of people voting on a bad process.
Right. And I think that's ultimately what they're trying to do, is just kind of put the veneer of the House approval in a vote on what they're doing and not actually opening up. They don't really want to come to the point, I don't think, where they're actually opening up impeachment proceedings.
No, they're not.
Unless they can, you know, get some Republican support for those. And so far, I don't think they're getting it. So,
may be able to do, when you're saying opening up impeachment proceedings, you're talking about similar to the Watergate situation where they're subpoenaing people, interviewing, and that kind of stuff.
actually having, you know, a formal
hearing,
you know, process hearing open to the public, you know, but they want to keep it behind closed doors, and I think that's what they're going to try to do, actually.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And I think she said as much already.
Yeah, I think that if they just do Adam Schiff and the committee are doing a good job, they need to continue on, and they've got the support of the House. If they do that, then that's not going to work for them. And then the guy, the little wire-haired terrier to watch out for will be Lindsey Graham and Jim Jordan and people like that, because they're going to scream bloody murder.
Absolutely. And they should. You know, I mean, this whole thing is, it's just Mueller 2.0. They didn't get what they wanted with Mueller, so now they're going to try to completely control all of the information and selectively get it out to their friends in the media. That's the plan. So, but anyway, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. We're watching Swalwell. I'm getting nauseated as I'm reading this.
Yeah.
He basically is going, we're doing everything perfectly fine, and we're going to get a confidence vote from the House. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. Told you. Going to be back.
Yeah, Mr. Swalwell, if there was ever a punchable face.
Let me tell you, this. That is it. You know who Joey's favorite member of Congress is?
Don't you dare.
He's got this little, you know it, eating grin to that little half smirk.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, if you look up the word jerk in the dictionary, he picks it up.
Wait. Senator Kennedy, if you turn Nancy Pelosi upside down, Schiff would fall out of her pocket. I love it. We got to get that clip.
Oh, Kennedy is great.
We got to get that clip. That was great. I love John Kennedy. That John Kennedy. Okay, Jim, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay. Dan, these people that they keep coming up with, like this guy here from the Pentagon, I mean, I think they just got these people lined up. And it's, you know, and they'll shoot that bullet. Well, that didn't work. Next, bring in another guy. I mean, this is never going to stop. Where are these people coming from?
Well, the question is where are they going to be able to go more than where they're coming from? And are they going to be able to get to the point of doing a vote on the House floor?
Yeah.
And what will the vote be? Because I see zero chance of the Senate doing anything with this whole deal other than maybe embarrassing the Democrats.
Yeah, it's not going to go past that. I mean... But the big thing, Dan, is, and you talked about it before, and everybody knows about it, back in the good old days, with the media, we had actual investigative reporting. That does not exist anymore.
Absolutely. It does not.
And when you've got the corrupt people in bed with the corrupt media and the corrupt politicians, I mean... Golly, it's just everything stacked against you.
Well, let me tell you something. Our country is not being well served with the role that the media is taking right now. And them not being the fourth estate and them not doing their job is allowing the crap that happened at the DOJ, at the FBI, for Comey, Clapper, and Brennan to get away with the stuff that they did, or have gotten away with so far. The media are the ones that are allowing this. If you heard my Margaret Brennan interview, and the way she asked Trey Gowdy those questions, they were all trying to take him to a particular place. She's not interested in getting the information. She didn't ask Democrats those kind of questions. She only asked Republicans to get them to agree with her narrative.
Yeah, I mean it's just a big mess. But you know, the really sad part is we're right in the middle of a presidential election process, and these Democratic candidates, they're just thrown out in the locked up somewhere. Nobody even is even paying attention to it. They're getting hardly any coverage, and it's. You know, that just kind of you know, back of the bus there. They're not doing nothing.
Yeah, Biden now is number four in Iowa. He is number three in New Hampshire. And the only place he is actually winning is South Carolina.
Yeah. See, that's his problem with all the other candidates. They really don't have anything into this impeachment stuff. But Biden's problem is he's kind of tied up in it. So he's getting it. It's not gonna affect the other candidates, but it is him badly, and that's his problem. And as long as this thing drags on and this stuff comes out, his numbers are gonna start sinking and sinking.
Well, let me tell you what, his fundraising and the level of cash that he's got, that tells you the biggest story, that he is not a bankable candidate.
Well, and you know what's funny? On Fox, they had Richard, the old ball-headed Democrat apologist, the guy, I think he was a Clinton person. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
he's always smiling. He was asked several times, would you support Warden? He would not do it. He would not commit to that. He kept, you know, him hawing around about Biden, but he said, well, they'll come up with somebody, you know, Klobuchar or somebody that the moderate Democrats can vote for. But he was asked over time, would you vote for Warren if she was, you know, the candidate? He wouldn't commit. You know, he wouldn't commit to it. Because he knows that that's not going to work either.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a losing hand, without a doubt.
Yes, but anyways, this thing is, golly, Dan, is it getting to you yet?
I'm actually, I tell you what, I'm really enjoying this. I'm not enjoying the the way the media is processing the information. And I see the media for exactly who they are now. And they're showing their ugly, biased side. And Morning Joe is obnoxious to listen to those guys now. But, you know, you get it on NBC Nightly News, you get it on ABC, you get it on CBS. The way they're presenting this thing is just not factual. There's no curiosity among the press.
I accidentally turned to, early this morning, I turned to Morning Joe. And is Mika like, has she been like attached to him? I noticed that when they sit now, they're like right up against each other. And if he sways to the right, she sways with him. He sways to the left, she sways with him. It's like they're attached to their bodies are attached now. But I can't watch
you
much
do,
of that.
Yeah, they're, you do know they're married, right?
Yeah. The two adulterers. Yes, I know that. But but they're just you know, she's just like a little chihuahua sitting on his lap. Just yaps every time.
Well, her sound effects that she makes, where she does the, you know, the deep breathing or the sighs and different things like that, it's crazy. If she's not reading it, she cannot talk. She can read really, really well. She cannot really formulate a thought.
Yeah, but I can't. That morning, Joe, I can't watch. I've got enough problems with my blood pressure. I don't need to be watching that.
I know it's painful.
Yeah, I mean, it's worse than I can think of several things. But anyways, y'all hang in there, Dan. I'm glad I can listen to you and get my mind right every day, or I'd go insane, I think.
There you go. I appreciate that. You have a great day, Jim. Good talking to you. News on 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Now, dig this, baby. You don't care for me. I don't care about
272-9228, that's where we are. Appreciate the telephone call.
I am the only one a burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Let's go back to Jim Jordan. And will anything really change in this vote on Thursday?
Because she's calling it a formalized impeachment inquiry. It establishes procedure and affirms investigations.
Yeah, because I think the reason she's going to have this vote is because the American people understand it is a sham. They understand it isn't fair. The idea that the president doesn't get counsel in the room, the people from the State Department don't get agency counsel in the room, the minority gets no rights. We can't even see the transcript unless we make a special appointment and some Democrats in the room as you're reviewing the transcript, and they get to selectively leak things because we follow the rules and they don't. This is all a ridiculous, unfair, and partisan process. But the American people see through it. So I think the speaker's going to try to dress it up a little bit, put a little lipstick on the pig, as they say, and have this vote on Thursday. But it's not going to change anything. And I think you're going to see every single Republican vote against it.
Jim, we've heard the White House say, look, this is vindication. We said it was illegitimate. And now they're saying, okay, yeah, we needed to have the vote on it. But with the vote, that's going to put some of your colleagues across the aisle in the hot seat because they essentially will have to go on the record with this proxy vote about Trump and impeachment. And next November, that might not be good for them.
Yeah, think about next November, these 31 Democrats in congressional seats that President Trump won in 2016. If they vote for this next fall, less than 13 months from now, people are going to walk into the voting booth, vote for President Trump, and then the next decision they're going to have to make is, who do I want to support for Congress? And they're going to be thinking, do I really want to vote for the person who just voted to impeach the President of the United States 13 months before an election based on some anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge who had a bias against the president and worked with Joe Biden? I think they're going to think long and hard about that, but we'll see. They're so far down this road. I assume the Democrats are going to vote for this and continue this, again, this unfair and partisan process.
Okay, in this next clip, Jim Jordan is going to be talking about the Lieutenant Colonel testifying today.
So what's going to be happening today? Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman is going to be coming forward. He's a member of the National Security Council.
NSC.
And he was director for European Affairs. And he is upset by two separate incidents which he complained about, one in early July and the call on July 25th. From his prepared statements, what should we know from it?
Well, again, remember, we've now heard from 8 witnesses. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman will come in today. But none of them have changed the fundamental facts. The fundamental facts have always been there. We've seen the call transcript. No conditions placed in the call between President Trump and President Zelensky. No quid pro quo. The two people on the call, namely President Trump, President Zelensky, have said there was no pressure, no pushing, none whatsoever. The Ukrainians didn't even know aid was withheld at the time of the call, and the Ukrainians did nothing to get the aid turned back on. Namely, they didn't. President Zelensky didn't do a statement saying he was going to do certain things. They didn't start any investigations to get the aid turned back on. The aid was turned back on, I think, because United States senators were telling the president, let's turn this aid back on and let's do this. So nothing has changed the fundamental facts. But the one thing that is clear, The one thing that is clear is this is all based on some anonymous whistleblower. And there are 435 members of Congress, and only one member knows who that whistleblower is, and just as importantly, who the people are who form the basis of that whistleblower's complaint. These handful of people that the whistleblower identifies in his complaint, and that individual is Adam Schiff. How is that fair? That only Adam Schiff knows how this whole thing started, and the 434 other members of Congress who represent 750,000 people, 300 million people in this country don't know that. So this is something that we need to get to the bottom of and know how this whole thing started and why Adam Schiff's the only one who has that information.
Excellent talking points. Jim Jordan knows how to really drill it down.
Yes.
He's very good. He's not reading anything. This is just, he just knows it. And He's doing the right thing that he keeps repeating the same thing over and over and over again. Keeps it very simple. He just changes the direction the way he's answering the question. So kudos to him. Now, I'm looking forward to hearing this Lieutenant Colonel about this Lieutenant Colonel today. And I'm sure Swalwell, your favorite member of Congress, is going to come out and going, it was damning. He had first-hand knowledge.
This was the most disturbing thing.
And now you've got former Clinton impeachment attorney saying that Donald Trump is going to be in trouble. It's just this chicken little sky is falling type mentality. It's just all over the place. I'm really sick of it. News Talk 93.1. Two things here, guys. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. We're doing that drawing for Friday, and Friday at 2:30 to 2:40. Then a first-time caller can get their name put in twice. So it's a $60 gift basket, and it's all the goodies you pick out from Sweet Creek Farm Market, a spectacular place. Go by and see them. This weekend will be a good one. Go down and see before the Halloween. It's all decorated with the scarecrows and everything. It's really, really nice. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. First hour in the bank, heading up to the top of the hour, and the second hour coming shortly.
All right. I dig this, baby.
The Dan Moore Show.
Stand next to your fire.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's